This podcast contains explicit language and spoilers, and today in particular, we are going to be talking about the Newtown tragedy that happened earlier this month. If any of these topics offend you, you should not listen to this podcast, but we urge you to listen and to discuss amongst people you know, because discussion is really what is needed right now. This is Carlos.
And this is Dave.
Two Fat Guys Talk Games, episode 26, Somber Reality.
Yeah, this is kind of a hard topic, not because we were personally affected by family or friends, but it touches on a topic that needs to be discussed. It was a horrible, needless tragedy, and it does affect how the world right now is looking. Well, maybe not the world, but the U.S. and Canada to a certain point is now viewing or having violence in games being topic / target for why this was caused.
There's a lot of blame going around. The gun lobby, violence in media, not just games, but also violence in movies and whatnot. Mental health and how we treat mental health as a society. And if we do as much as we should to recognize mental health issues and whatnot. Obviously, this is a gaming podcast, so we're going to be dealing with the gaming ramifications, of course, but there's a lot to discuss here. So, recently, the NRA released their statement about the events. They said some pretty ludicrous things, including having armed guards in schools, because, as we all know, more guns means less gun violence for some reason.
Yeah.
And a part of... They tried to address mental health issues, which is valid. They tried to say, okay, hey, maybe we should have figured out that this kid was sick and he needed help, and getting him that help might have averted this tragedy. And that's valid. And they also tried to say that violent media needs to be responsible, which I think is invalid because there's already rating systems and efforts to prevent youth from accessing materials that they have been deemed unfit to watch by ratings boards. So that's a blame shift that they're trying to do.
I think the main thing there is they didn't just go after violent media. They very specifically called out violent video games as being one of the main reasons why this young man cracked.
Well, Adam Lanza, the thing is, when you read about Adam Lanza, and I hate mentioning his name, but in discussion, we have to mention it. This isn't Voldemort, where we can make it go away by not mentioning the name. Thing about Adam Lanza is that, yeah, he had an affinity for video gaming because he was kind of distant and didn't really talk to people from the various reports we've seen. And I don't want to make judgment calls about his mom, but she was kind of a gun nut herself, and she was a survivalist, apparently, according to family that knew her and had stockpiled weapons in case of societal collapse. From what I understand, it's entirely possible these news reports are not accurate. I'm going based on what I know as of December 22nd, 2012, when we're recording this.
And we're making sure we're not referencing anything from Fox News.
Yeah.
To call out one of the worst.
Of course, because...
I too have seen the survival nut stuff. The fact that she was allowing her son to start using weapons as of the age of 8.
That I haven't read.
Yeah, that's been confirmed by family and friends that she had her son out at the gun range with her shooting at the early age of 8. Now, I'm not blaming this on that because... Okay, no, that's a little bit young to be shooting some of the guns that reportedly he was... But then again, I was shooting a shotgun and a rifle at that age as well at targets with my dad right beside me. So I can't call him or her out on that aspect.
But the thing is, you were no doubt taught by your father the right and wrong way to use a weapon of that
manner. And he may have been as well, but we are...
True.
We're getting away from the actual topic of Two Fat Guys Talk Games in this case.
Indeed. And
ultimately, a lot of people are now targeting our medium, games, with a lot of labels right now. Unfortunately, I'd like to put the He Who Shall Not Be Named in there as well, as far as the name of Jack Thompson, because he's come out of the woodwork on this one.
Man, I thought that guy, I thought he returned to his planet, like...
But no, even he's popped up, and he was sending around emails to game studios, Kotaku, IGN, all kinds of... Giant Bomb even got one. Jack Thompson basically saying, see, the blood is on your hands.
Have any of them posted this story?
Yeah, a couple of them have.
Can we bring that up? I kind of want to see it.
Okay.
Kind of want to discuss that if we're going to talk about it. Like,
I mean, ultimately, we're not talking about a person who has been disbarred from
the legal profession
for being an idiot.
Being a total jack-off, I realize. And I don't want to glorify what he said, but a part of, like, part of what he has sent this media, we need to understand that this is part of what we need to address. These are no doubt, this is Jack Thompson, and he is no doubt full of it, and therefore we need to address this kind of jackassery, right?
He's basically saying that, you know, I tried to stop this sort of thing here, but I told you so sort of mechanic.
Point is, here's the thing. The tragedy at Sandy Hook is a terrible tragedy, and scum of the earth like Jack Thompson are using it to peddle a baseless position that they must, because this is their agenda, and they absolutely must do so. So it's enough to say that Jack Thompson is an imbecile, but at the same time, we need to consider as gamers that... While there's one lobby...
Oh, okay, actually, I'm going to quote one here from an email that Kotaku got. And say what you will about Kotaku.
No, here's the thing. I don't like Kotaku at all, but in this case, we need to see... This is an example you found that's from Kotaku,
and I get it. You can find this by searching on Kotaku for Jack Thompson. It's under the Sandy Hook shooting topic and video games in the Sandy Hook shooting. Two very different reactions. But to quote their quoting, Thompson wrote, "You people at Kotaku have blood on your hands. You have facilitated the infestation of an entire generation of young men who have now come to age like this sociopath in Connecticut, who were raised on violent video games and who still see the killing scenarios therein as a means of solving their problems. I warned you at Kotaku that a day like this would come, and now it has come. Congratulations. Hand sanitizers won't ever... Room the blood of your greedy little hands, Jack Thompson, Miami."
Oh, he meant to say remove. He or Kotaku blundered there.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Again, obviously, of course, these are the words of an imbecile, because he's an imbecile.
And like, there's back and forth here, so please sort of look up for the entire conversation back and forth they're saying here. But ultimately, when they tried to talk with him back here, he just kept on blaming it on... training little kids to kill others, the fact that Jack Thompson, again, is a freaking idiot, and he just likes to call different people, argue with morons. But, I mean, the main reason we're bringing that up is Jack Thompson is very much the left-leaning, absolute worst example of
the right-wing. Anti-video game.
Anti-video game bullshit. I saw a very interesting little clip on the internet with an interview with Bill O'Reilly and a psychologist. And Bill O'Reilly was actually coming back saying, well, is this the only thing that's causing these sort of things? And sort of nailed the psychologist that, no, this isn't the only thing. It comes down to a wide variety of things. It's the same thing with guns. I mean, ultimately, it comes down to proper parenting.
Bill O'Reilly being probably the only Fox News guy who, on occasion, is a rational human being. So, on occasion.
On occasion, yes. But, I mean, this is a very sensitive topic right now, and ultimately, the discussions have to happen. We have ratings for games. They're not being enforced.
And we can't be terribly defensive on this either, because here's the thing, the gun nuts are trying to say, well, whatever, guns didn't kill people, it was this guy. And if we're going to say, well, video games didn't kill people, it was this guy, we can't condemn. We need to have a much more structured conversation here. We can't just immediately go fuck off, don't blame us, because that's what everyone is doing, and ultimately someone has to step up and start discussing this kind of thing. So here's the thing about games and films. They have ratings boards, they have ratings, and there are varying levels of enforcement on these ratings depending on the shop. And I guess in the
time States, of year, very much
in the States, I guess it would be each state might have their own kind of, I'm not sure how that legal area works. Like, so I know some stores will not sell M-rated games to minors, and maybe,
and even that varies by employee.
That can vary by employee. And maybe they should, maybe a parent needs, maybe someone who buys an M-rated game, maybe a clerk needs to ask them if this is for a child. Like, we might be entering that era.
I don't think that is so much valid, because we're becoming a nanny state. Ultimately, whether I'm buying the game for myself, my kid, my wife, my dog, my cat, the bird across the street, it's actually none of the store's business.
Well,
what
might be the law's business, though, because you can't like buy cigarettes for your kid. Like, if you do that and the law finds out about it, you're in shit.
Okay. No, you're not.
I'm pretty sure that certain social workers will
parent,
not like...
Oh, don't get me started there. That's a whole different podcast.
Gotcha.
However, what you're talking about, we cannot legislate morality. We can't.
No,
and
but
a parent can go and buy an entire pack of cigarettes for their kid, walk out the door, hand it to their kids, and the law can't do two shits about it. Because it's not illegal for a kid to have cigarettes in their possession.
No, but what the law can do is it can tell store owners that if someone does not look of age, they have to ask for ID.
And that... Okay, we're already talking what the law is here now. Growing up, I watched horror movies from a very young age with my parents. With my parents, I knew that they were costumes. I knew the murdering was not right. That this was we were watching a movie for entertainment, that they were doing these things to try and scare us, to do this sort of thing. But that it was not right. Video games were the same thing, to a certain point, until my parents just let me buy whatever I wanted, but they knew that I was... I can't use the word normal... but I can say that I was they were very sure of my moral compass. Really, this violence in video games, they're looking at it not just from an age standard right now. They're looking at it as oh my God, there's violence in games, there's so much of it now. And I've heard people talking about, well, violence in video games should not be allowed anymore.
And that's foolish.
That we're now going to have to regulate the amount of violence that is allowed in a video game.
And that would
that
be...
shooters, I've heard some people say that shooters right now, developers that are making any new ones should literally shut down their shop. Because shooters, because of this tragedy, are not kosher anymore.
It's such ridiculousness, because art is about expression, and expression is not always about topics that are nice and cozy. In fact, they shouldn't be, because it is through adversity and trouble that we learn about characters growing and changing, and that is the point of storytelling in anything. And while gaming isn't storytelling, the growth of your player avatar, or even in a competitive game, your own growth as you are learning to overcome your opponents, is in and of itself art. That is in and of itself learning and betterment. And that is sometimes expressed through on-screen violent actions. And to dumb that down to appease the scared is absolute foolishness. So you will not get me disagreeing here. We should not at any point ever tell game designers that they need to be within a certain threshold of violence. That's something they need to discuss with their own teams and decide what they're comfortable with. The reason that I talked about ratings boards before is because I am not against the idea of a 9-year-old kid going up to an EB Games clerk and asking for a copy of Call of Duty or even something T-rated like Halo Reach, and the clerk going, "How old are you?" And if the kid can't prove it, or if the kid shows government-issued identification and they are not of age to play even a teen game, the clerk going, "No, sorry, you're too young." I'm not against that. I'm not against that in the slightest.
I'm not against it at all. However, I do draw the line at little Timmy coming in with his mom or dad, the mom or dad buying the game, or little Timmy not being there.
I suppose you cannot
start asking people why they're buying this product. Is it meant for a minor? Anything else? Because really, that's a nanny state, and that's bullshit.
I suppose you're right.
Here's my money. Shut the fuck up. Give me my game. I'm leaving. Don't start having me fill out a questionnaire.
There'd be nothing stopping parents lying.
If the kid's with them, guess what? It's still none of your business.
This is true.
I, as the parent who is supposed to be, who is responsible for this child, decide that I want to sit down on my couch and play a game with my kid of Halo, then it is my responsibility to educate the kid in what's right or what's wrong. That's my role as the parent.
That's fair, and you know what? You've swayed me. You're right.
This is where we're hearing from. And I'm going to target certain people on this. Or certain groups, we're hearing from the Republicans in the United States that we've now got to step in front of the parents and take responsibility and force them to do certain things. Again, it's not their responsibility, and I'm not going to give them the ability to take on that responsibility of telling me how to raise my kid.
Mm-hmm. Now, just to clarify for our listeners, neither of us have children. I don't plan to ever have any. I'm pretty sure my podcasting partner is one day planning to have some. But when we speak about our kids, we are, of course, speaking theoretically and from a societal kind of standpoint. Just to clarify.
Definitely. Even though, I mean, I have done stuff with my nephews, and mm-hmm. I can reference it from there being so much older than them.
Yes.
I mean, the bottom line is I've seen both sides of this coin from even family members. My two nephews, their first video game was literally a couple of older NES titles and one of those plug-in-and-play things of things like kart racing and stuff like that. Not even, you know, Super NES level stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, their parents were very much to a level that they did not want their kids playing games, but babysitting by the TV was okay. Mm-hmm. I've got my own problems with that.
And are you okay with that being in the podcast?
Oh, totally.
Well, and that's another issue entirely. And this is part of the problem, is that this is a complex issue. Video games did not make Adam Lanza fucking kill children. A wide variety of things that reached the boiling point and clashed altogether and were never addressed.
Nor did it train him. And this one I'll put right towards Jack Thompson for what he's saying right now. Jack ass, video games did not train this kid how to fire a weapon. His mom trained him how to fire a goddamn weapon.
And the thing is, if you take Call of Duty and you keep all the mechanics the same, but you replace all the weapons with Mario Universe-style fire flower guns that shoot cartoony fireballs, but all the mechanics work the same and scoring points works the same, like, you would realize that video games are very stylized. Like, even if you're using a replica of a real gun in a video game, it's not a fucking real gun. It is that game's take on the weapon. And a competitive gamer will go, I wonder if this gun is better than this gun. Whereas in real life, the thing might not compare. In real life, an automatic weapon is probably going to be better at killing things than a handgun. Whereas in video games, handguns tend to have great headshotting capability, which skews certain situations in their favor that would not in real life. That by itself shows us that these are not, like, built to be realistic things, even if they do have some aesthetic
similarities
or some aesthetic motivation from real life.
On top of all this, I mean,
Inspiration. Aesthetic inspiration from real life.
In a lot of cases, people don't take in... I mean, they believe that by playing these games, they're being desensitized to violence. That, which TV does just the same level, I believe, in great deals more. But it's one thing to pull the trigger and say a Call of Duty game, a Halo game where it's, the opponents aren't usually human, stuff like that. It's a hell of a lot different when you have a real gun in your hand and the person's in your sights. Personally, I wasn't even able to go hunting because I could kill a million guys in a video game, no problem. It's not real. But you put a real gun in my hand and put a deer or a moose in my sights, I couldn't pull the trigger. I could not take that life. That sort of thing is not just down to my moral compass or anything else, how I was raised by my parents. When it came down to it, I personally just couldn't do it. Yes, if I killed the deer, we would, you know, get butchered up and everything else and use it for food. But I couldn't do it as just a hunter, and I'm not that sort of person. I mean, personally, my family would have to be in danger for me to pull a trigger and take a life. People don't take into that level. It says, oh, well, this person is playing violent video games, watching violent media. They can just pick up a gun and shoot a person, no problem.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
It's we can't label even a person who's showing the quote-unquote signs of being, you know, a sociopath or anything else. They may pick up a gun and just, no, they can't do it. Whereas little Johnny, who has never seen violent media before, may be able to pick up that game, pull the trigger, because he doesn't know the difference.
There's that. There's the fact that, like, there's the fact that mental illness plays an issue here, but plays a big role here, too. Like, this is a kid who should have been treated. And I don't know if treatment was sought. I don't know if his mom just didn't trust government enough to seek it out. Or didn't trust doctors or whatever.
There's a lot that we don't know.
And
probably never will.
And I certainly don't know how easy it is to get that kind of treatment in the United States. But people who need this treatment need to be able to get it. And people who need this treatment need to be kept from the things that could potentially trigger what happened. So I don't think Adam Lanza should have been within proximity of weapons. Maybe he also shouldn't have been in proximity of video games until he was treated. Like, maybe he couldn't handle it. Like, I've played violent video games since I was in the single digits of age, and I've never murdered a person. And sometimes I will play a video game or watch a movie that is violent and go to it knowing that I'm watching something violent and enjoying the violence in it. And that doesn't make me a psychotic who wants to inflict that violence on real people. It's like watching porn doesn't make me a rapist either. Like, the reality is, though, is that if I was mentally ill, if I was a danger to do something to someone, I shouldn't be in proximity of things that can trigger it. And we need to assess the things that cause this to happen one at a time, and talk about what needs to be fixed. So we need to look at mental health issues in the United States. And I'm a Canadian, so I can't really affect anything from up here. But I think Americans need to go, do we as a nation provide mental health therapy and treatment to people who need it? The other thing is, we need to go, okay, are we doing enough to keep violent media out of people's hands where they have no business accessing it? Only people who want to enjoy this, violent art, which is art still, should have access to it. And I think we have ratings boards for that, and maybe we need to educate new parents on parental responsibility. And are we doing enough to keep guns out of people's hands where they have no business owning certain kinds of guns? And in my humble opinion, in the United States, there could be more done there, but I'm not total gun banning guy either. I understand that as a species, we can't just ban what we can't work with. That doesn't mean staying the course and doing nothing like the NRA wants to do.
Okay, here's the thing, and on this one, while I agree with you to a certain point, I do think the U.S. does need to get its head out of its ass as far as the number of guns a person can have without being a collector, the type of weapons that are allowed.
Yeah, because...
I mean, ultimately, and I know some people will disagree with me on this, obviously, but a handgun is not a hunting weapon. It is simply there for offensive and defensive weaponry. A rifle, semi-automatic, and keep in mind, I'm also referencing a number of our rules and regulations up here in Canada, so please forgive me on that part, but up here in Canada, our rifles, semi-automatic, are allowed, but our clips are maximum 4 or 5. I don't know how that changes down in the United States. Automatic weapons are not allowed without a special license. And
hell, even handguns up here are not allowed without a special license.
And even then, automatic weapons, true automatic weapons, must be put down to semi-automatic. If they're in a collection, they have to have the barrel sealed because it's a collector's weapon. Not permanently sealed, but it's some sort of welding thing. Or I don't see the point of having a private citizen with an automatic weapon. It's not a hunting weapon. Shotgun, hunting weapon. Not double-barreled, single-barrel. Unless you're hunting bear, I guess.
Or barons of hell.
Sure. You know, they're in season right now. I got tagged last week. A rifle is a hunting weapon. A shotgun is a hunting weapon. Those you can come to me and say, I want this weapon to go hunting. An automatic frickin' rifle is simply a killing weapon. You don't hunt a deer with an automatic weapon.
I suppose you could.
You could, but it's no longer...
It's kind of overkill.
It's no longer a hunting weapon, because an automatic weapon would destroy a whole bunch of the meat. Yes, you've... Congratulations, you've got the animal, but you can't eat it because it's full of lead. Sort of thing. It's just...
You would know more about this than I do, as I'm not... I have not fired weapons, although we do at West Edmonton Mall have a gun range that
you can fire a lot of exotic weapons.
I wouldn't
like
mind.
I've done the Desert Eagle.
I wouldn't mind
that
trying that.
That was one hell of a rush, I'll say. But
I wouldn't mind trying that, just you know, because I've never handled a gun before. I would like to.
Yeah, I mean,
I would like to try at a controlled range with full safety gear mm-hmm. and procedures, handle and fire a weapon, not at a person, not to kill, because
yeah.
I am a sane human being. Who lives in a society, our Canadian society, where we have access to the help we need if we need it.
I mean, ultimately, in that case, I fired millions of thousands of different types of guns in video games, including the Desert Eagle, which is usually a very powerful handgun. Firing one of those in real life took away any thoughts of ever owning a handgun, because my respect for the weapon only increased. And I mean, the Desert Eagle is a high caliber weapon, and that just, the amount of power in my hand just outright scared me. It was crazy, and I don't think these should be in people's hands. I
would tend to agree with you.
I mean, right now you're even allowed, with some of the new laws in the United States, a concealed carrying of handguns. They see it as just, I mean, I understand their Second Amendment that allows them to have guns.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sorry, if everybody's concealing a frickin' handgun, all somebody has to do is get angry, pull the weapon, and shoot. I mean, there is no second guessing this sort of thing. It is just.
And we are imperfect human beings. We do stupid things when we're angry.
We get pissed off easily.
Like
many of us do. The trigger happens, just like, oh, well, it's just going to be easier to boom. No. I'm not going to go there, because I'm not going to attack the Second Amendment in the United States. I could easily, but it's not worth it. The bottom line here that I'm trying to get to is that doing these things in reality, pulling the trigger, I mean, ultimately, you're either in the military, and you've been trained for this sort of thing, or really, you're angry, you're mentally not stable, there's something wrong that leads you to pull that trigger on somebody else. I'm not going to say defending yourself against somebody is wrong. It's not. But to go in and do these sort of shootings and try and blame it on any one thing, it's just...
Well, it's not the person doing the shooting doing the blaming.
It's ludicrous. It's not the gun's fault. I mean, it takes two to tango. In this case, there's a lot of tangoing going on because it's how the person was raised. There is the mental health issue, the access to guns. There's something wrong when you go in and slaughter a whole bunch of little kids.
And maybe this guy, to bring it back to games, this guy probably shouldn't have been playing games. He probably should have been getting treatment.
Really, we don't even have details on that. I mean, right off the bat, the first thing that came out was that the guy played games and they were referencing a Facebook profile. Turned out it was the older brother.
I don't know about this.
So right from the get-go, they were already blaming certain games on being this guy's problem when they were referencing the older brother who had nothing to do with any of this. I mean, I still have not actually seen any valid proof that this guy played violent video games.
Didn't I read that he had a setup at home in his basement? Just a gaming setup, not a training killing simulator setup.
Not that I know of.
Well, I was under the impression that he did play quite a few of these games, which is why I'm saying maybe he shouldn't have been. I'm not blaming the game. I'm saying he should not have had access to something that was clearly making his mental state worse. Can we maybe not use Kotaku for the source of this?
I'm not trying to.
Okay.
I'm using links.
Even though we cited on Kotaku a little bit earlier, fuck that site.
Okay, so I guess he did go to some LAN parties.
Well, yeah, because I read about it. He was a fan of military shooter type games. But even then, even though that's not my kind of game, like Christ, it's very unfortunate to when it comes to gun control. I'm somewhere middle of the road. There are certain weapons I don't think people should have, but at the same time, I kind of don't like the idea of just barring what we as a species can't handle because that shows no ability for us as a species to grow. When it comes to games and media, I think we have controls in place and we've done all we can to regulate. Now it's up to parents to educate their kids and up to society to ensure that the necessary health resources are in place for people who need help. And that's all we can do. And when it comes to blaming video games for what this kid did,
Or violent media in general,
I say no, sorry. When it comes to blaming gun culture, I say maybe, but it's more complex than that. When it comes to blaming mental health issues, I say definitely let's make that more available as a species, as a society. Let's not... You know, there's this stigma against mental health practitioners, and maybe we should drop that because they have a real job and they're professionals, and that's what they do. They try to help people get out of these mentally ill ruts they get in and not shoot up schools.
Yeah, I think we've pretty much covered what we need to here. It's a horrible tragedy. It's a needless tragedy that happened, but ultimately, many things need to happen to make this better, and blaming just video games or blaming the guns, everything else, this is all just people. Too many people are using different parts of this to their own.
It's kind of like the Israel-Palestine conflict. It's a complex issue where both sides have some validity, and it needs a complex and thoughtful solution. This is similar to that. This is a complex issue with a lot of responsible pieces, and unfortunately, oversimplification is only going to
complicate.
Is only going to further complicate an issue that needs thoughtfulness and needs discussion and needs people to step back and soul search. If I, as a gamer, can step back and go, maybe there are situations where certain games shouldn't be available, to certain people, I think gun enthusiasts need to step back and go, maybe we should be a little stricter on who we sell guns to. Yeah, it's a complex situation, and it sucks.
Yeah.
Carlos.
Dave.
Episode 26, Somber Reality. Tune in next time where we'll be chipper, I think. Take it easy, folks.
Bye.